You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Breaking news into the NFL Network newsroom. The Miami Dolphins have made a major, major quarterback move. Tua Tagovailoa, their starting quarterback for the last several years, is heading to the bench. And sources tell the insiders Quinn Ewers, the former seventh rounder from the University of Texas, is going to make the start for the Cincinnati Bengals. All parties have been informed by Coach Mike McDaniel. It is official. Quinn Ewers does get the start.
Tua Tag Ovalia.
So that was the news yesterday on Tua getting benched in Miami. One of the members of, well, the formerly highly acclaimed 2020 quarterback draft class, Keith.
I think it is still a good draft class.
That's good.
Yeah, but like one guy's super sad. One guy got benched. One guy's not playing as well. Like you could pick it apart. But overall, you're talking about 2020 where there were four first round pick quarterbacks, and then Jalen Hurts was in the second round.
Yep.
So tag Jalen Hurts on to Joe Burrow.
I would count him in, when I think of 100%. The 2020 class. Those are the first five quarterbacks taken are who I think of. Yes.
And they're like the only guys that are even playing. There were a bunch of guys taken after, but like these are the only guys still in the league. So it's Joe Burrow, it's Tua Tagovailoa, it's Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. And if you remember, go back in time, Patriots could have maybe drafted a quarterback that year.
We talked
a lot about quarterbacks.
I wanted them to move up.
I wanted Hurts.
So I also wanted Hurts in the second round. I wanted, and maybe that's why we actually both like him more than most people.
True.
Because I liked him coming out of college. I didn't hate Love in that draft. And there were rumors, if you remember, and maybe it was just Belichick in Alabama, but there were rumors about Bill moving up for Tua in that draft, which I was also on board with.
Yeah.
And now you see Tua, that would have been wrong. But I was on board with that at the time.
Tua's the worst kind of quarterback because he wasn't an all-out bust. So don't get me wrong. Like, he's not the worst quarterback. He's the worst kind of quarterback where you're just good enough where the team's like, crap.
He's kind of like Trevor Lawrence.
Very similar.
Trevor Lawrence a year later, and Lawrence is the number one pick. Tua wasn't, but it's the same kind of idea where you're like,
do we pay him? Do we have to pay him?
Right.
Do we go back into the quarterback roulette in the draft? Like, what do we do, like the veteran thing for 2 years? Like, what do we do? Because other guys are worse, but at least you got your decision. Like, Mac Jones was worse than Tua, but you're like, we're moving on from him. We're not going
to
use him.
The blessing in disguise with Mac Jones
is he's bad enough to know.
He sucks so bad. He played you to the top of the draft so you could get the guy, in Drake May. There is value in, I completely agree with this.
So
there's value in knowing.
It was like crippling. Like, that's how bad it is because you owe him so much money, and then you keep giving him run. You don't bring in anybody else. You have no other plan at quarterback. Like, you are too committed to Tua. And it doesn't help when you play the game of Who did he get drafted over? One pick ahead of Herbert, who's better. Several picks above Jordan Love, who I'd rather have. And then Jalen Hurts has already won a Super Bowl. So it's like kind of that N'Keal Harry thing where you're like, not only are you not very good, but everybody after you is better.
Yeah.
I still think it's a really good class because Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. I know his stock is down right now, but he's been to a Super Bowl and was regarded as one of the four best quarterbacks in the league. Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And Jordan Love might make the Super Bowl this year. Who knows? The Green Bay Packers are pretty good.
Here you go, though. Burrow, if I could frame it the way I want to frame it.
Okay, go ahead.
Burrow is like, ready to quit, retire, force his way out, like whatever. He's having a big sad. Tua has now been benched and is probably moving on to another organization, I would guess.
Who's going
to
take him?
Justin Herbert still hasn't won a playoff game. He's been to the playoffs, still hasn't won a playoff
game. But he's probably going to make the playoffs again this year. Like, he's a good NFL quarterback.
He's good.
Okay.
Jordan Love, I feel like, is so hit or miss.
Yeah.
The hit's very predictable. It's Toyota-thon.
Yeah, pretty much Toyota-thon.
But he's so hit or miss. And then Jalen Hurts, who we like and has won a Super Bowl and been to another one, look at that offense right now. But I'm higher on Hurts than most.
All right, but would you say, take Tua out of it, are the other four guys currently top 16 quarterbacks? I would say yes.
Probably?
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, if you have one...
Yeah, Burrow, Herbert, Love, and Jalen Hurts, are they all top 16 guys? Yeah.
So, like, 25% of the top half quarterbacks. I know that's a lot of numbers and fractions, but, like, if they're all from one draft class, that's pretty good. You know, some draft classes have one, or some draft classes have none from that. So I still think it's pretty good, but I think they've sort of opened the door up to maybe 2024 being better.
Well, so... I think I would take 2024 over that. Would you?
Right now?
Yeah.
So 2024.
Yes.
Well, no, because Jaden Daniels really needs to bounce back.
That's a good
in
one.
A big
That's
way.
A good point.
Jaden Daniels has to bounce back. So because otherwise it's pretty similar.
He needs to stay healthy. I'm not worried about him bouncing back. He needs to stay healthy. That
well, okay.
And he might not.
Same thing.
He may not.
Yeah.
You know,
same thing.
But you could say that about Burrow. Burrow can't stay healthy either.
Because I think McCarthy's terrible. And I don't know if Michael Penis is going to be any good. So you're talking about Drake May, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix.
You love Bo Nix and you love Caleb Williams. I don't even love either of those guys. But now it's like,
could
Caleb Williams and Bo Nix in a few years be like Jordan Love and Justin Herbert? Yeah, they could be that.
But then now it's Spider-Man meme. So first of all, it's six quarterbacks to five.
Yep,
and they would both have four quarterbacks in the top half of the league. So that's good, but
I don't know. I mean. Does Drake May elevate that? Can Drake May be an MVP? Can he win a Super Bowl? Like, Burrow didn't do that. I know Hurts did.
Yeah, Hurts has a Super Bowl, and Burrow has an appearance. They have two appearances. Right now, this group has none, and they don't have the time in the league yet, but they'll probably make – you think the Bears even make the playoffs? I know they have 10 wins, but,
I think
like,
the Bears make the playoffs, okay. But I think they lose right when they get there.
Yeah, so,
I
don't. Like,
I've never believed in Caleb Williams. I think he's a good – like, is Caleb Williams a top 16 quarterback, to use your same measurement?
Yep.
Maybe not today, but, you know, 5 years into his career, like this 2020 class we're talking about, would he be a top half of the league quarterback? Probably.
Yeah.
That's different from saying, do I like him and can I win with him? And am I, like, putting my whole franchise on his back?
Uh-huh.
But, like, now he just has to be better than Tua and be on the same level as, like, you know, Herbert. Could he be the same kind of player as Herbert where he gets to the playoffs but loses? Yeah, he could be that.
Not to muddy the waters here, but where do you put the 2018 draft class? So they have misses, but...
18 is probably is better, too, than 2020, I think.
So 18 is missing the Super Bowls.
The hit,
so 18 has no Mahomes. 18 has Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, so MVPs. Baker Mayfield, who's fallen off but might still make the playoffs this year. And Sam Darnold, who had to change teams a couple times but is going to make the playoffs with Seattle.
Yeah.
So they have four quarterbacks that could be in the playoffs this year.
I think I would take 2018. Yes. Over 2020.
They have higher highs. They also have Josh Rosen, right? So, like, they have a bigger bust than 2020 does.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you brought this up earlier about McCarthy and Penix, and it's all the class.
Yeah.
So there are misses in it. But the 83 class, which is, you know, the gold standard.
The standard, yeah.
Had Tony Eason in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, Todd Blackledge, is that
part
the other
of the Super
one?
Bowl team.
So it's like, but there were some big misses in that class,
but then
too.
Like,
and that,
Hall of Famers.
Yeah, well, that's...
Yeah, right.
That, to me, is the difference. And I would skew way more towards... All right, there were a couple misses in there, but the high, you had two or three Hall of Famers. That, to me, is way different. And I wonder if this class does have more...
So right now...
More signs of that.
They might, and I honestly, like, they'll take a big step forward if either Nix or May make it to the Super Bowl. Like, now you're, like, right there with Burrow.
There's a good chance of the top two seeds in the AFC.
Right. who do you think of the 2020 draft class, Burrow, Herbert, Love, Hurts, like who's going to be the best from this day forward?
Okay, hang on. Before I answer that, can I just play Joe Burrow from yesterday?
Oh, let's have the, yeah. Before we answer, let's hear
before,
this.
Before you, because I think a lot of people.
That's
will answer
why I'm
Burrow.
Asking it this way. Yeah. I think he's probably been the best so far. Going forward, who's the best?
Hurts has the Super Bowl, but Burrow to this point has definitely been the best. Now
let's hear it.
Now listen, if you haven't heard this, listen to the latest from Joe Burrow yesterday.
In your mind, where you're not the quarterback of the Bengals next year,
I can't see that. No.
Did you ever thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career? Or
you think about a lot of things.
And you look at quarterbacks over the course of their time, great ones, Peyton, Brady, and you kind of have to understand that you never know what this league will bring. And what did you learn from watching how their careers unfolded?
Yeah, a lot of crazy things happen every year. Micah Parsons got traded right before the season, I think this year. Okay. That is something I hadn't seen in a long time in the NFL. So
trades?
Crazy things can happen.
Okay.
He hasn't seen trades?
Thank God. Do they only transcribe the questions and not the answers?
No,
where did the stenographer go?
They just have typewriters.
But like
there.
That was like, get the mic away from
can
the stenographer.
Get a mic on the typewriter?
But it was only during the question, wasn't it? Like, obviously, he's, like, rambling in his answer about Micah Parsons. I didn't hear any typing there. What happened? They don't type
his
answers?
Record all these? Like, what are they doing in there?
Seriously.
In Cincinnati, I guess. So he's very sad. He's had a really good run, though, but he is just deep in his feelings right now. He's never seen a trade before. This guy's been so focused, so laser-focused on his own team and his own contract. The guy has no idea what's going on.
It's funny. This is what the Twitch chat looks like every time Keith pops on with his new head of hair.
It's true.
They're just popping in there with their answers. Oh, they're like, oh my God.
Look at this guy. He's back. What is this, a handsome contest?
You think this is slicked back? Mm-mm. This is pushed back.
So the Burrow stuff, honestly, like, would alarm me a lot if I was a Bengals fan.
It's like Andrew Luck.
And just big picture. So I think it's not, now I'm moving closer to he's just going to leave Cincinnati. I don't think he's going to retire. I don't buy that.
He might just leave football.
Yeah, but I so
not
maybe
anymore.
I don't rule it out, but
you
that's
think
not
a lot of things.
That's not the top of my list.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about playing somewhere else? Yeah, I think a lot of things.
Think about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you should see my search history. Like, wait, what?
No, I mean, and like on the one hand, you can say, well, what's the guy supposed to say?
Yeah.
He's just answering a question and being honest.
Right.
No, I think that's true.
Yeah.
He is being honest. But I think he's honestly looking at playing elsewhere, like Matt Stafford or Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or whatever. All those guys left and won.
If you could have Herbert or Burrow for the rest of their careers, who'd you rather have?
Oh.
I think Burrow might only play a couple more years. I think I might take Herbert. Burrow has
I think my answer to that is still Burrow, but like the fact it's even a question that I have to think about is shocking.
I would say Burrow's stock has probably dropped the most of any quarterback. Because, Tua's was never very high.
Nope.
And so he got benched. Like, that's minorly surprising, but it's not like, oh, my God, he plummets from the eighth best quarterback down to, like, not even on there. Like, I don't know, he was middle of the pack at best on a good day. And so he's not in there. But, like, Joe Burrow, we put in pen number four quarterback in the league. Maybe even higher, depending on how
I think
you might
people I don't think you or I would argue this,
no.
But I think there are people that would argue higher. Yeah.
Because I like Lamar better, I like Allen better, and I liked Mahomes better. But, all right, now Mahomes is out for the rest of the season, and who knows if he's going to be ready for the start of next season. Lamar doesn't look the same. Burrow's super sad. So there's, like, a new wave of quarterbacks. There's a new opportunity for guys like May and Caleb Williams and Nicks to sort of emerge, or even guys from that draft class we're talking about, like Jordan Love, if he has a really deep playoff run, or if Herbert actually wins a playoff game, like maybe people will start to look at him differently.
So I don't disagree with any of that. Do you think Tua is like the next one of these change of scenery quarterbacks like Daniel Jones,
no.
Sam Darnold? Do you think he'll go somewhere and thrive? No.
No. So
it better be warm and it better be a dome.
So I feel like guys like Baker Mayfield and...
Yeah, Baker's another good one.
Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold are the two that really stand out. And what happened with both of them, and this has been well documented, is Baker Mayfield spent some time with Sean McVay, and then something unlocked, and he got better. Sam Darnold went to San Francisco for a minute, spent some time with Kyle Shanahan, it unlocked. Tua's been with Mike McDaniel the whole time.
McDaniel is Shanahan light.
McDaniel should be the guy that unlocks the next guy. Now, I'm not saying Mike McDaniel is a great head coach or anything, but at least for that part of it, I think he's already had that. Like, where else is Tua going to go where he's like, oh, now I understand, like, offenses.
And he always had the weapons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, this year Tyreek Hill is hurt.
He had the play caller and the receivers, which all those other guys didn't have. And then they started to get those, one or both. Baker now has definitely the weapons. And I guess you could say, what, Liam Cohen last year was the play caller. So that all helped unlock. I don't know. I don't see it with Tua. Although I didn't see it with, I'm trying to think of somebody else, like Geno Smith.
Darnold? I definitely didn't see it with Darnold.
No, I didn't see it with Darnold either, but you could see, like, playing for Adam Gase and then playing for Kyle Shanahan and then
Kevin O'Connell.
No, like, that's a big difference.
I mean, Darnold was a Jet, for God's sake, so he had a lot working against him. But I'm not going to lie and say
I didn't predict it. Yeah. No, God, no, I did not predict it. But then now in hindsight, you can look back at where he went and you're like, oh, he played for Kevin O'Connell. Like, okay, I could sort of see that.
No, it's fair. Tua was in what we thought was a pretty good situation.
One had the
receivers, had the play callers, had some success. I mean, that is a lot different than some of these other guys. Is 2020 a cautionary tale? And I agree with you, Keith. 2020 is not going to go down as a bad quarterback
class. No, I think it's still pretty good.
But, you know, is it even better than 2018 is a good way to look at it. Uh-huh. Is it better than 2024? Is 2020 in any way a cautionary tale to, like, overreacting early to some of these quarterbacks?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think, if anything, we go case-by-case basis. Like, Jaden Daniels, what everybody was saying about Jaden Daniels last year, I think was fair. And, like, hyping the guy up and moving him up your quarterback rankings, everything was fair. He got hurt. That's also part of it. You know, the same franchise had Robert Griffin III, who actually beat out Andrew Luck for Rookie of the Year. Looked like he might even be the better player. Then injuries just decimated his career, and then you kind of moved on to everybody else. But, no, I still think it's a good class. I think you're going to have a bunch of those guys in the playoffs this year. So Tua stands out, and then Burrow being sad. But, like, Philly, L.A., and Green Bay are all going to be in the playoffs. So I think the class is still pretty good, and I think so. The 2024 class will be as well.
617-779-7937. Let's go to our pal JP in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Jones, Keith, you know, I got a quick trade quarterback conspiracy, but Jones, you've got to do an intervention with Arcan. He spent a half hour on the Loon of Maine last night, a whole segment. And loaded lines. Like,
oh, wow. Arcan, I know this. I didn't hear that.
What
I didn't happen
did he
to
do
hear
this segment on?
Arcan loves Loon.
The mountain? Like ski mountain?
No, the bird.
The bird?
Yes. Yeah. Arcan, it's an odd thing to like, but I know that about Arcan. I did not happen to hear the segment, though, JP. Loaded lot. People were just calling up with their Loon takes?
Jones, you couldn't get through. Even I couldn't get through, although maybe they didn't want me to get through.
All right. We're doing it wrong. Whatever we're doing, Keith, we're doing it wrong.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's so, you know, loons for the loony. Never mind shark versus bear versus loon now.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
how about a conspiracy quarterback trade?
Yep.
Miami trades Tua to Cincinnati. Burrows goes there. They pick up some of the salary, and Burrows gets two more great receivers to throw to. That would scare me in the East if that happened.
Burrow to the Dolphins would be scary.
I agree with that. Yeah, I wouldn't love that. But, like, Burrow has receivers. Burrow's problem is everything else, right? Like, he has receivers. I wonder. I mean,
no, but Burrow in the division would be scary is what I'm saying.
Yeah, for the year and a half that he's here, that he retires. And
imagine all the OnlyFans models that could guard his house
great
in Miami.
Great point. Yeah, honestly, it might go the other way with him in Miami.
Yeah, you might never see him again.
That is true.
Yeah, maybe skip that.
With that hair. Speaking of great hair, I mean, you can speak to it better than anybody.
I get it. Me and him are peers in the hair game, so we both get it.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, maybe Miami's a bad fit for him now that we're talking it through.
Where does Tua play next year? Is there a spot for him somewhere?
Text line says
where?
Nowhere.
Text line says New Orleans. I think they have their guy.
Shuck's probably better.
I'd rather have Shuck.
The Colts probably need a quarterback more.
Yeah.
Is there any, like, Tua guys out there? Like, is there, like, a former coordinator? Is there anybody that's like, I like him? I don't even know.
Well, so who's in the Shanahan tree? And, like, where are they? I don't know.
Yeah.
I try to follow that through line.
Yeah. Maybe he goes, they get him for super cheap, and he backs up Stafford with the Rams, and then McVay uses him and gets something out of him. But, like, McDaniel just had him. And, like, a couple years ago, he looked like an MVP for, like, 5 weeks. And then was, like, you know, got a couple more
Let's stay in the 2024 class. Should they bring him in with, like, J.J. McCarthy to look over his shoulder like the Colts did with Richardson and Daniel Jones?
I think they should probably replace J.J. McCarthy with somebody if I was Minnesota.
The Falcons are going to...
Tua in the NFC North is actually hysterical, though.
Falcons are going to need somebody. That's true. At least they play inside. Falcons are going to need somebody.
They are. talking about? They did a great job. They signed Kirk Cousins and then they drafted Penix in the top 10. That was a great call.
You see the Kirk Cousins answer yesterday? Everybody's like losing their minds over. Did you see this?
I didn't even listen to it. It was like just him explaining offense.
He's like, oh, well, this is the offense I ran at Michigan State. And now I go through my progressions and I'm like,
you're a quarterback.
It took him 2 minutes to say the way you play quarterback in the NFL is to go through progressions.
You would have been sacked.
All the film.
You got to say it quicker.
All the film hardos are like, this is awesome. This is football. This is what people don't get. I'm like, I don't think it's that confusing.
No.
You go from your first read to your second read to your third read, and if you get to 4 or 5, you're probably going to get sacked. Yeah, I feel like I already knew that I listened to Kirk Cousins.
Then why do you look the way you look this year? If you know all this stuff, what's the problem?
Great point. Everybody's like, oh, this is fun. This is now you see it like a quarterback season. I'm like, I thought I already got that. Good thought. Stuff. But anyways,
it's better than the Cam Newton. Wow, I can't believe a woman's talking about running routes. Kirk Cousins' answer is better.
I'll give you that. Yeah. But no, maybe the Falcons. I'm just trying to think of teams that are going to need a quarterback.
I don't know. Like, and also, it's one of those things where everyone's like, oh, you can't do it because of like the salary cap. But then lo and behold, he'll be somewhere.
It'll definitely happen. 617-779-7.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
93.7. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Best of season, holiday season. We're going to get to the best of Jones and Keith guests from the year.
It's been a busy year. Some guests have left the show. Some have joined the show.
It's busier than I remembered.
Some have stayed with the show, which was nice to see.
As the text line has pointed out, we're not always the most prepared for these segments. So we were just kind of going through some of it.
No, we got it. And then I'd be curious. Good. on like the text line or the Twitch chat, you could give us your best and worst.
Yeah.
Guest.
Yeah.
Just for our own, just for our own knowledge.
Yeah, just so we know. Yeah. Who'd you get rid of?
Yeah.
What theoretical guest out there would you want to hear?
Also a dream guest for 2026.
Yeah, dream guest is a good one. So we'll do that. Coming up at 11:45, Best of Jones and Keefe callers. We've had a lot of great callers. A
lot of good callers.
I'd say mostly good ones.
Yep.
So we'll do that coming up at 12:45. And we're going to do the best of grab bag in grab bag today, which means we're getting to an early mini bag.
Yeah,
Keith,
it's just a mini bag right here.
As the text line points out, mini bag. Isn't that what Keith's ex-wife said?
Yeah, that was the problem.
So it's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. That was Tom Brady talking with Shaq about coming back, and he'd come back and whoop ass. Give him a month, give him 31 days, and he'll come back and whoop ass. Your thoughts, Keith?
I mean, probably. He's Tom Brady. Yeah, he'd probably be okay. I would have called Tom Brady certainly before I called Philip Rivers. First of all, he's played more recently. He was always better.
Are you sure they did it?
No, I think they did.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
I think they did.
I think.
I bet he said.
There was some scuttlebutt a couple of years ago that the Vikings called up Brady after he had retired. And this was it 2024 or 2023? I'm trying to remember. But there was some scuttlebutt about that. I wouldn't be surprised at all they called.
I'm surprised he never ended up in Miami after all that stuff. Remember the tampering and, you know, I thought give it a couple years and then he would have gone there or somewhere. Like, I just, when he retired, I was kind of surprised because he just kept playing. You're like, all right, this guy's, and he still looked pretty good. Now, I know their team wasn't awesome, but they won the division with a bad record his last year with Tampa Bay. But like, he was still better than most quarterbacks. Like, he had fallen down sort of that top five, but he was still really, really good. So, yeah, I bet he could go in. Like, you think it, some of the quarterbacks are going to be starting this weekend. And you're like, oh, you don't think Tom Brady would give you a better game than those
Brady
guys?
Brady Cook or Quinn Ewers?
Correct.
I mean, basically the Patriots' remaining schedule after Lamar Jackson. Yeah, I just...
He is 48.
It's easy for him to say, oh, he's 48.
He's 48 years young.
It is easy for him to say, though, because I don't think there's any reality that he's coming back. So it's easy for him to be like, oh, yeah, I'd come back, I'd whoop ass, I'm in good shape, I could do this,
like
I could do that.
Jordan and Shaq could say the same thing. 100%. Oh, put me out there right now, I get you 30 points. Like, okay, maybe. You know,
Jordan probably could.
Jordan could.
Shaq would have to do it real fast.
I was just saying, but Jordan didn't shoot a lot of threes, so he's sort of like a dinosaur in today's game.
Yeah, Jordan could do it.
Shaq, there's not a lot of big guys that could stop Shaq. I bet Shaq now could score some.
Yeah, he'd be pretty winded, I think.
Be tired.
Yeah.
Just cherry pick. Stay down on one end.
Yeah, just stay down there. That's true. So that was Tom Brady last night. Meanwhile, we do have a nice, a lack of Red Sox updates. Outside of something that you caught from Jeff Passan on Baseball Tonight.
Yeah, basically saying that, you know, they're getting outspent by the Baltimore Orioles right now. They're having a really bad offseason. He kind of compared them to the Mets, which at first I was like, they're not like the Mets. But what he meant to say was the Mets also haven't added anybody too significantly.
Yep.
You know, I guess Devin Williams they brought in, but a lot of fans there are mad because you basically lost Edwin Diaz and you brought in Devin Williams.
I understand his point.
They are
looming potentially like the Mets,
but they're not
comparing
the Mets.
Them to the Mets sounds like nonsense. So the way the Mets have spent,
right? The Mets lost Pete Alonso and they lost Edwin Diaz, but they did sign Juan Soto to the biggest contract in baseball history a year ago. So they're not the same.
No.
They're not the same. Although they've just been very, very quiet. And Passan also pointed out that he's like, well, you know, the five best free agents still haven't signed yet. However,
on Kylie McDaniel's list, on the Jones and Keefe list, a lot of them are gone.
Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber.
On one specific man's list, there have been no top five free agents signed.
But he also brought up something that a lot of people have been saying. I think even Bradford brought this up. Like, the Red Sox want to be, like, logical, and they want to make smart business decisions in free agency, which is not how it works in any sport. Guys always get paid. That's why they wait until free agency.
Yep.
And then they usually do get overpaid. And you're hoping to get value on the player. And, you know, in the case of some of these long baseball deals, you're hoping the guy's really, really good for the first however many years. And then, okay, part of the, you know, doing business is the last couple of years where they're not as good. But if that's your take on it and that's your approach, then you are not going to sign any of the top 25 free agents.
No.
And that's why I don't have any confidence, because he's like, they wouldn't go to 5 years for Pete Alonso. Are they going to go to 6 for Bregman or 7 for Bo Bichette?
They should.
Probably
but
not.
No.
They won't for either guy.
So one note he had in print today is the Red Sox haven't signed anyone, which we've talked about. but he says they're in a large group. And I guess this is one thing to give the Red Sox if you want to give them any benefit of the doubt, which they don't deserve. But if you do, the Red Sox have not signed a player. The Yankees have spent just $5 million on free agents. The bottom 20 teams in Major League Baseball, 20 of them.
20 teams.
Red Sox have spent $0.
Okay.
But the bottom 20 teams have spent a combined $207 million, okay. About $10 million a team.
Yeah.
The Toronto Blue Jays by themselves have spent $277.
Yeah.
So the market hasn't really moved in a big way. Some of the significant names that I think would have fit perfectly here for the Red Sox needs have already signed, but there is a lot still out there. True. What's your confidence level the Red Sox bring in any of those guys?
It's worse than it was a couple weeks ago. It's way worse.
I would say those are two different things. There are a lot of good players still available. True. Are the Red Sox going to sign any of them? I'm not holding my breath on that.
No, I don't think so at all, because those top names, so right now they've sort of adjusted like the best available, which I think some of these guys were at the top anyway. But Kyle Tucker, we've never even brought up his name because it makes no sense. He's going to get way too much money. And then it's Bichette and Bregman, we've talked about a lot. I think it's really looking pretty slim for Bregman, especially with the Snakes' reported offer of 6 years.
Although that's cooled the last. Have you seen that? Fine Sand, and then there's a local radio host out in Arizona. They're like, this is just Boris leverage.
Could be.
Could be.
Could be.
Doesn't mean the Red, just because he's not going to Arizona doesn't mean the Red Sox are getting
Framber Valdez, the lefty from the Astros.
Yep.
Cody Bellinger from the Yankees, Zach Gallen, Ranger Suarez, and then Lucas Giolito has already vaulted up. If you take away the guys that have signed, Giolito in some places is a top 10 remaining free agent.
Boy.
You know me, I like Lucas Giolito.
Oh, I know you do.
He's also going to be mentioned in our Guests of the Year coming
up. Make sure he's in there.
He absolutely is. But like that's what we're talking about. That's already a guy you're losing. So now two of the eight best guys remaining were on your team, and you might just lose.
Yeah, and you might bring none of them back, and correct. Who are you going to add at that point in time? Meanwhile, tonight at the Garden, you got the Bruins and the Oilers, 7 o'clock puck drop. You got Connor McDavid in Boston tonight, Keith.
Yeah, Connor McDavid, it's funny because everybody says, I think it's, the most skilled player of all time? Like, they're hesitant to, like be like he's better than Gretzky, but they're like he's like the most skilled player of all time. But being a Canadian player, and so was Gretzky, but playing for Edmonton, and I know Edmonton's had good teams recently, it's just like it doesn't have the impact maybe that it should. You know, no. I think it's the market, like he's that good, and it's like, yeah, he comes to the Garden once a year, but I don't know, like for a guy that's as incredible as he is, there's no fanfare, there's no buzz.
No, I mean, I heard Judd talking about it. I think when he comes to town, there's a little bit of buzz. I heard Judd talking about it earlier today. It's like when he's out there, watch him, and he blazes around the ice, and it's impressive to watch.
He is crazy. I usually wait till the playoffs to see him, and then you're like, oh, that guy looks like he's playing a different sport.
I'm not staying up until 10 o'clock watching Connor McDavid in the battle for Alberta.
No.
I'm not watching that. Come the playoffs and come the Stanley Cup final, I'll watch. When he plays the Bruins here, I'll watch. But yeah, mostly he's outside of hardcore hockey fans, he's an afterthought. But it is the best player in hockey currently, and maybe the most skilled of all
behind
time.
Behind Geeky, or you're saying ahead of Geeky?
I would say 1A, 1B.
All
right. I think if we're going to tier them, they're on the same tier.
Dude, his seasons have been off the charts. So this year he has 56 points in 34 games. Which I don't even think
56 and 34.
Yeah, 56 and 34. It's actually second to McKinnon. McKinnon's having a nasty year. He has 58. But some of these other ones, he had 100 points last year in 67 games. The year before that, he had 132 in 76. His career high came in the 23 season. He had 153 points. He played every game that year. He led the league in goals, 64, and assists, 89. He's had a 100 assist season.
Yeah.
Like, good Lord.
And this is, in a league where goals are down. This ain't wide open Wayne Gretzky. Everybody scores 5 goals a night. I mean, it's not that.
No.
Couldn't even lift the puck back then.
True.
Couldn't even do it.
Yeah, everything was along the ice.
Just sliding goals in on wide open nets.
Also a Conn Smythe winner despite no cups.
Yeah, goalies on their feet. That's true. Yep. So there you go. That's Connor McDavid at the Garden tonight. Final question for the mini bag, Keith. Where do you stand on regifting? This was a hotly,
passionate debate this morning.
Hotly contested. That's the right word for it. Passionate debate this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
So I guess here would be my question. I'm not a big fan of regifting, but what is the gift? I think that part is important.
Okay. What they were very fixated on was like, you get a nice bottle of wine gifted to you, then you regift it. That was sort of the crux of where they settled.
Don't hate that. I don't hate that. Like, so maybe, I mean, wine's a little bit different, but like, say, like, I'm not a like whiskey bourbon people like a lot of people are.
Yeah.
So say early on in the holiday season, somebody gives me a whiskey or a bourbon. I'm like, oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. my brother-in-law, for example, loves whiskey and bourbon. So rather than me going to the store and buying him either the same one or like one like it, why can't I just throw? I didn't open it. It's not like it's used by any means. What if I just gave him that? That's okay.
Well, this is what Wiggy's argument is. Well, now, and let's say it's a really nice bottle. I don't know how nice of a bottle it is.
It's like the nicest bottle.
Okay. But now you are regifting it. Somebody theoretically spent that on you,
yes.
Although they could be regifting it to you.
We
for
don't
all we
know. It could be like a pass the whiskey.
Curtis made this point. It's like you don't know the chain of custody on these things.
No, you don't.
It could have been regifted to you for all you know.
It's not like it's a custom-made Rich Keefe jersey, and right. I'm like, all right, let's go to somebody else. Or like a handmade thing, but or like something super personal.
The scenario Wiggy laid out that I thought was a good point is like, so now you have this really nice bottle, and you're regifting it. That person's going to be like, wow, they spent $100 on me, $200 on me, $250 on me.
Yeah.
What a thoughtful gift. And you're kind of playing that off when you didn't invest the money.
Yeah.
So
I guess. But you were going to get the person, you were going to get them something. It's not like you went from getting nothing to a $250 bottle of something.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think.
You're in theory getting something from them.
But like, what if it's something like that where I don't want it? Right? Where like, it's nice.
Yeah.
No, but it's not even like, you know, if somebody gets you a shirt, yeah, you'll wear the shirt and whatever. Maybe you don't wear it a lot, but you wear it and you're like, hey, thanks for the shirt. Like, I'm not going to give you somebody like clothes that I got. I think the bottle of wine is actually not a bad example, or like a box of chocolates. Say you got like box chocolates from a couple different people.
Mm-hmm.
I got to eat all that chocolate, or can I move on from one of these?
So would you call regifting this is what they were asking, is regifting a douche move?
Kind of.
My answer,
is it
yes. It is a douche move. Have I ever done it?
Yeah, right.
Also, yes.
I'm not above it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to pretend I've never done it. I've done it.
Yeah.
Do I feel great when I do it? No. But I've done it, and I'll continue to do it. It probably is a douche move, but I've done it, and we'll do it.
But I think it is like a case-by-case basis. Like, if you got, I don't know, socks? Like, those are your socks now. Like, you're not spending those socks onto somebody else.
Well,
I personally
I'm not going to say I never have.
No. I get it. But I think it's also stuff too. If you get it really early on in the process, then like I don't see why. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
Okay, people do have strong feelings on this. Guys, we're talking about regifting a bottle of wine, not a one of one painting. That's true.
That's what I'm saying. Like something like that, where it's like you. Where someone really was like, "Hey, this is my idea for you."
Yeah.
Then like, all right, that's yours now.
Let's say somebody created some art for you, and they did that.
They painted me like one of their French models.
Is that even an acceptable gift in the first place?
A painting of me?
They didn't spend anything on it.
Do I have this haircut?
Just spent time.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. If I'm looking like this, then sure.
This hair is just memorialized for all of eternity. Yeah. Guys, if you didn't spend the money, but you're giving up the value, it's totally acceptable. You can bring it to a party, but you cannot re-gift it. Okay, so that's kind of what they were getting into as well. It's like,
that's for sure allowed.
Can we roll in with a nice bottle of wine?
Yeah, and then you're at a party, and you're like, hey, rather than getting one, just use the one that we already got. Oh, that's 100%
perhaps
allowed.
This is pointed out, but that's also like, you're giving a gift, but you're also probably drinking the wine.
Yeah, of course.
So like, I don't know, that's not really, you know, you're not like, hey, don't open this. Hey, keep it in your wine cellar, in your wine fridge.
I'm try some of this. Unless it's you don't want it, and then you leave it there, and you're like, look at me, I'm not even going to drink that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you're partaking in the drinking of the wine, that really, that you're like, you're bringing a re-gifted bottle of wine just so you can have some wine with them?
Yeah, but it's not like you're bringing a half-open bottle of wine.
That's not re-gifted, then. If you're drinking it, it's not re-gifted. You're just sharing with other people.
You're sharing.
Yeah, but you're presenting it. But you're presenting it as a gift.
Yeah, but
you're not like, hey, I brought this over for all of us to drink. You're like, this is a gift. Now may I have some?
But I think most people,
you're sharing your gift.
Yeah, I was going to say, but most people, when you go to a party, and maybe you do both, but usually you're like, I'm going to put this on the table or in the refrigerator, but it's for everybody. This isn't like, hey, I want you to wait for all your guests to leave, then open it for you. I don't think that's not how it works, right?
No, but I'm just saying, if you're partaking in the drinking of it, you're kind of getting the best of both worlds.
That's true.
Especially if it's like a really nice bottle of wine. You get to drink it and you pass it off as like, hey, but then I gave you this really nice gift.
Here's the thing. Then I would just, if I liked it so much, I would just keep it for me. Then there's no reason to re-gift it.
The Jones family has been known to re-gift. Okay. I'm not saying I've never re-gifted.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a little bit. It's a douche move. Not a little bit. It's a douche move.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm happy. We
agree on that.
This is less contentious.
No, yeah.
It was heated this morning.
Get it. Yeah.
Tooth and nail. Wiggy's wife was texting in about Courtney.
Oh boy.
Like, I think less of her as a woman or something like that. It was.
That is.
Which I shudder.
That's a deep cut.
I shudder to think what she thinks about us.
Curtis, stop it.
So there you go. That is the mini grab bag following up on the hottest debate I've heard lately on regifting this morning on the Greg Hill Show. 617-779-7937. We got Best of Jones and Keefe. Best of? maybe worst of guests of the.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're coming up next. Holiday season, time for the best of Jones and Keefe. We're going to do best of grab bags in the grab bag. If you missed any of the mini bag earlier today, we followed up on the hottest debate of the year, regifting, which got contentious.
Yeah, they were fired up. No, you and I both agree. It's like, because I think what happens is, maybe it was it Courtney and Curtis were in favor of regifting?
Yes.
And they didn't want to call it a douche move?
Yes.
Because they do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I are like, yeah, we'll also do it, but we recognize that
I recognize I'm being a douche.
That's
yes.
what that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they don't want to give in to that,
yes.
is the point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was earlier today. All if right, you missed any good. Of it, Odyssey app, AUDACY. We'll get the best of callers to Jones and Keefe. Coming up at 12:45 right now, Keefe, we have the best of Jones and Keefe guests and
yes.
former guests.
Yeah,
and
well, some
and
of
almost
these,
war guests.
All of it.
Yeah.
So feel free to let us know who you thought was your favorite and your least favorite guest of the year. Let's just start with some of these names. I'm sure we might have forgotten some of them, but we try to compile a lengthy list. Patriots, Monday and Friday guests. This season, we've had Christian Ellis, Hunter Henry, Michael Onwenu, Milton Williams, Craig Woodson, and Anthony Jennings.
Yeah.
Pretty good list.
Strong. People might be saying, what about Christian Gonzalez as last year?
That was
not this
year.
Calendar year.
2025.
You got a favorite Patriot? Not to pick
it's
like
not
your favorite
fair
kid.
It's not fair to rank them, but Milton Williams is the best one.
Milt is the top of the list. Yeah, I would say. We had a nice cameo from the Eraser that one time, Craig Woodson.
Yeah, the Eraser was in person. He was great. We'd like to talk to him again, but
no,
it's not happening.
Well, we requested it. again, yep. And that was somehow, this was like Kendrick Bourne last year.
Not for nothing, but we did request Matt Collins, Steph Diggs, somebody else, and I forget who it was.
Well, Barmore? Last year we asked for Kendrick Bourne.
We asked for Bourne. We had Bourne once.
No, Bourne last year we had him on one time. We're like, he was great. Can he come back on? No. Like, same thing with the Eraser this year. No. So, yeah, no, that's...
But we actually would have been okay with Gonzo this year, but that also was not...
That was declined. No, so again, you don't want to rank them all, but Milton Williams is the best.
All right, some of the weekly guests that we have, yes. Tom E. Kern on
Tuesday. I would still take J.J. McCarthy.
Jeez, Nick, don't need to do that. Pure Hoops, Justin Turpin on Wednesdays. Rob Bradford during the baseball season on Thursdays. Taylor Kyles has joined us off and on throughout the football season. Yeah, he's been a good addition.
He is a semi-regular. He's not not regular every week, but we've had him on a lot, which we appreciate him doing.
He loves horror movies.
He loves horror movies.
The guy likes TV.
And that's why we have him on.
Yep.
Andrew Razor Raycroft was a guest of our show until he wasn't.
Yeah, this is in the guest graveyard.
Yeah.
Is what this is, yeah.
He left the show and didn't say anything to us. It was kind of crickets.
I've never heard anything from him since.
No, except he does join afternoon somehow. Well, so he didn't leave the station.
Yeah, no, I've never heard anything from time slot. Him personally.
Maybe something came up. Maybe he all of a sudden was busy at 11:30 on whatever day we had him on.
Yeah, yeah. But kids aren't in school then.
Yeah, he's no longer with...
We're not homeschooling our children.
I have a big lunch around that time. Like, okay, how big a lunch? So anyway, we don't talk to him anymore, and it's for the best. Scott McLaughlin. Yep. Talking about hockey, we've had him on from WEEI.com, talking pucks. A couple celebrities, Jeremy Piven.
Yes.
Jeremy Piven in studio, big fan of a lot of Jeremy Piven's work. So that was great to yap it up with Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, what did we do Would You Rather?
Yeah, he came in on a Wednesday.
Yeah, so we had to. Yeah, our hands were tied. We had to do some Would You Rather.
So he had some good answers. Speaking of celebrities, Hogdale.
Oh, yeah.
That was an in-person interview.
This was hilarious how we were trying to recall our guests. We're like, it was Jeremy Piven and somebody else. They were like back-to-back, maybe in the same week. And Billy looked through his notes and was like, Hogdale.
You guys talking about Hogdale? I was like, yep.
That was it.
Yeah, we are.
No, that
Watch
was
her talking
one.
Yoshida comes fresh off the bench and pitch slaps the Yankees.
That was our guy.
A+.
He actually called in a few times because he was giving us playoff previews during grab bag.
Yeah, we were getting like little Hogdale previews and grab bag.
The Hogdale minute.
No, we
found minute.
We found out about where the nickname Hogdale came from.
Right.
All of his family refer to each other as Hogdale because his dad got arrested.
No. His dad was picking up his uncle from prison.
Oh, his dad was bailing out.
And the guard called him Hogdale, which was not his name, but then they just call everybody Hogdale.
Right. All just
actually the best origin story. We were so close to talking to Michael Lombardi. This was a guest that never was. We had booked Michael Lombardi like weeks in advance. And then morning of the interview, they said, oh, by the way, no Bill Belichick questions.
Yeah.
We're like, I'm sorry? The GM of,
what now?
Of the North Carolina football team with Bill Belichick. We can't ask him about Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Every answer you give is about Bill Belichick. You learn stuff from Bill Belichick.
You wrote a book about Bill Belichick, basically.
Wrote about Bill Belichick, and now we can't ask any questions about Bill Belichick. Thanks, but no thanks.
So we were out on him.
Yeah.
Craig Breslow, your guy. We talked to him a long time ago.
That was this calendar year?
I thought so, or was it the very end of December?
Good question.
Oh, it was Crochet.
It was right after the Crochet trade.
Now you get traded for Crochet, you're going to sign him, right?
Oh, that was December.
We're counting it. Oh, let's count it.
Yeah, I'll count it.
It rounds up. It was late December.
Lucas Giolito, that was at the Jimmy Fund.
Yep.
He also appeared on the hashtag Dork podcast. That's not what we're doing right now, but I'm just saying he was a guest on both shows.
No, but I witnessed that in real time.
Yeah.
He was very courteous to come on at the Jimmy Fund. He was great as a guest with us. And then after the interview, he's like, hey, you have the TV movie video game podcast,
I guess,
right?
I do, Lucas.
He's like, Brad Foe's talked to me about it. He's like, I want to come on the Dork
and
podcast.
And we made it happen.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yep.
And you can listen to it right now. Mm-hmm. Charlie Davies also was at the Jimmy Fund. I've talked to him the last couple years there. He's been excellent. Dan Shaughnessy, your guy from the Dan Shaughnessy show.
Great reunion with the Dan Shaughnessy show prominently featuring Adam Jones weekends.
That was good.
Right in this very studio.
That was good. So he joined us there in person. Lucy Burge was part of our Halloween spectacular where she dressed up as Jordan Hudson and we were four Belichicks.
Yeah, now we're getting a lot of Twitch views with your new hairdo, Keith.
Yeah,
was a big day for Twitch and
That's
YouTube.
True.
Yep.
Robert Horry. The man of many rings. He joined us.
What?
I like Robert Horry.
What did we ask him? What was the best answer for Horry? We asked him about how he hates Danny Ainge.
He still hates Danny Ainge. That's pretty good.
That's great. Danny Ainge. We should have him on more, actually. He was great.
The guy who butt-dialed you, Sean Lights Out Merriman.
My best friend.
Yeah,
maybe the most famous name in my phone recently butt-dialed me, yes.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Our guy, Will Fleming.
Yeah.
He's joined the show a handful of times the past year.
Oink! Oink!
point.
And then in person down in Worcester, we talked to both your guy, Jackie Bradley Jr.
Yes.
As well as our new guy, Marcelo Meyer.
Yeah,
best friend of the show.
What a get that was.
That was great.
And that was, if you recall, that was a little contentious because we're like, oh, we're supposed to get Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer.
They kept pushing it. But then he came up and he was great.
Then in the show, all of a sudden we're like, where is this guest? What is happening? And then we got Marcelo Meyer out of the clouds and his giant meat hooks right there on our shoulders, Keith. Yep.
I know.
So, okay. Those are the guests of the year.
People like Terp on the Twitch chat. People like Jeremy Piven.
People do like Terp.
Yeah.
This is true. Now, have you seen any submissions? It's been a minute since we asked for it. Have you seen any submissions for a dream guest?
Yeah, dream guest. Who do we got for a dream guest? Who should we have on?
Yeah. We can... here you go. Carabas.
Okay.
Baldy or Baldinger. I feel like he
Ryan
goes on
Baldinger.
Somewhere else. These are some dream guests.
Schlereth's on the afternoon show. People are crossing the streams now. People are getting confused.
People are saying Razor is a dream guest. That would be a good guest to get back on.
Guest.
It'd be good to get him back on.
Be like, what happened?
Ben Fenton. Yeah,
where'd you go?
That? Yeah, what happened? What happened is the Bruins traded Marchand. You said that wouldn't happen.
And then it did happen.
Yeah. What did happen?
Decided to tuck tail and leave.
But anyway, our former guest will be on a WEEI Afternoons today, hopefully getting asked about the chemistry issues, according to Charlie McAvoy.
Joey Tomatoes from the Z wants us to get Livy Dunn on the show.
Livy Dunn.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob Ryan.
Bob Ryan is a great idea.
Darkest Stormy Nights is right. Michael B. Jordan would be my dream guest. Get Michael B. Jordan on here.
That'd be a good one.
I thought it was Tim Robinson.
And Tim Robinson. Thank you, Nick.
Patrice Bergeron.
Can we do a top five on this?
Yeah. Oh, we did do a top five. Well, we had Thomas Edison, I think, was on Jones's list, right?
Hogdale was number one. I know that.
I had Leonardo da Vinci.
We lived out. Had Hog on the show. I forgot we
you
did.
You just wish it we out
did,
there.
We did do that. Yeah. You're right. Okay. I knew it sounded familiar. Best of guests this year on Jones and Keith. We'll do best of callers to this show. That's going to be hard. That's a loaded field. We'll do that coming up at 12:45, plus a best of grab bag during grab bag at 1:30. But you know what we do every Thursday?
What do we do?
At high noon, we go on the clock.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, like me.
This is more advice for you.
Let's give you some last second tips for your last minute Christmas shopping. We'll go on the clock. We'll do that in 60 seconds coming up next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.